You will hear a conversation between a representative whose name is Don and a prospective member of an automobile club. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion, only the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning. My name is Don Buffett. How can I help you?
Good morning, Don. I'd like to join the club.
Wonderful. Now, have you ever been a member before?
Yes, I joined after I left college, and I was a member for 7 years before I let my membership lapse when I went abroad.
Gavin was a member for 7 years, so 7 has to be written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good morning. My name is Don Buffett. How can I help you?
Good morning, Don. I'd like to join the club.
Wonderful. Now, have you ever been a member before?
Yes, I joined after I left college, and I was a member for 7 years, before I let my membership lapse when I went abroad.
Do you have your old membership card?
No, sorry, I threw it out when I moved.
Have you got any other form of identification on you?
I've got my driver's license, and my passport, and a couple of bank cards.
The license will be perfect.
Here you are.
Thank you. Oh, the photo is not a very good likeness, is it?
No, I've shaved off the beard and cut my hair since that was taken.
I'm going to have to make a note of some of these details, and I'd like you to correct me if any of them have changed. Obviously, the number here will be the same. AY916310.
Look, you've copied it down wrongly. It's AY196310.
Thank you. I'm glad you picked that up. Now, family name? Black and other names? Gavin Raymond?
Yes.
And you were born on the 22nd of January, 1973.
That's correct.
Can I just remind you that you'll need to renew your license by the 19th of May, 2012? You wouldn't believe the number of people who get caught out with an expired license.
Thank you. I must admit, although I carry it around in my wallet, I wasn't really aware of that.
Not many people are. I've been caught out myself. Now, I can see that you're one of those who has opted out of having an address printed on the card, and I can understand that. Personally, I think it's better security not to have it, in case your wallet gets stolen, for example.
I agree.
Can you give me your current address for our records?
Yes, of course. I live at 29 Sunset Street, Meadowbank.
Thanks. Actually, my uncle lives in the same street. It's a very nice area, isn't it?
Yes, pretty good.
Now, you've got 3 classes of license: motor car, motorbike, and heavy vehicle. Do you want to be covered for all 3?
Oh, not anymore. I had a motorbike when I was a student, and then, before I went abroad, I worked as a truck driver for a while. But I never want to do that again. These days, you'll only find me behind the wheel of a car.
Well, that's all done. Now, for one final question.
What's that?
I need to ask you whether you've ever had any driving or other convictions or endorsements on your license.
Well, I've had a few parking tickets.
We don't count those.
And I haven't had any endorsements, but I do have a dangerous driving conviction from back in 1993. I was young and inexperienced and going too fast in wet weather, and I slid off the road and hit a power pole.
Well, I have to make a note of that, but you're lucky. Because it's over 15 years ago, it won't be held against you.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
We've changed quite a lot here at the Royal Car Club since you were last a member.
Oh?
We now have 4 different levels of membership, starting at blue, then moving through bronze to gold.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, you get a different level of service and different benefits depending on what you choose. Of course, that is reflected in the annual fee. The more benefits, the higher the fee.
I see.
The standard club care comes with a 5% discount at bronze level and a 7.5% discount at silver level.
And gold?
If you own more than one car, I'd recommend the gold level because you only pay half the fee on your first vehicle.
I'm not sure I need that.
Well, bronze and silver have $10 and $20 off the insurance fee, but with the gold membership, say you had an accident and your car was badly damaged or off the road for any length of time, you'd be eligible for car hire at no extra cost.
That's good.
There's one more thing. If you need to borrow money to purchase a new car, we offer personal loans at a reduction off the general applicable rate. These start at 0.25%. Go up to 0.5% at bronze level and increase to 0.75% at the next level. Gold has a whopping 1.25% reduction on the applicable rate.
Well, that is something I should consider, perhaps. Thanks for your help. I'll think it over and let you know.
That is the end of Section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers.